is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
Alright, last segment of the show, we will do some Ann Jackson, we will do some Scam Busters. I'm sure Ann will be lucid and on point, as always.
Yeah, really.
So what are our topics as I look for?
Okay, well, first of all, there's Mr. Davin, and then secondly...
Oh, by the way, did you ever tell the people how to fix this shit? How to not fix shit, the shit, how to get go on the chat?
No, I, you
so
know
you
what?
Lied to the folks.
No, I'm going to have to, you know what? I can't do it on here because it already knows me, so I'm going to do it on my brother's, and then I'll have all the instructions next week.
That would be good.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. It knows her. Not well, it doesn't like her, but it knows her.
It doesn't like me.
No, because when you go in there, you have your name, and then if it changes, you don't know who's doing the moderating of the chat.
Right, exactly. So I don't want to mess with that. Especially not in the middle of the show. So, okay, the first one is Mr. Davin. The second one is You Choke My Money.
Mm.
And number three, her favorite, Fuck You.
Mine too.
But if anybody says it, it counts.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I'm going to go with seven Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with five You Choke My Money.
All right.
And fuck yous, I'm going to go with 10.
All right. You know what?
It's a lot of fuck yous.
I have to agree with you. That was the number I had in my head, so I'm going to stick with it. I had 10 fuck yous. Mm. But going back, Mr. Davins, I'm going to say 5. And You Choke My Money, I'm going to say 3. So we'll see what the illustrious Joe's girl says about how many times she's going to tell people to fuck off tonight. And that they choked her money. But in the meantime, Davin.
What?
We're ready for you.
Oh, okay. just looking at rantings on social media.
Young man.
You know, you're going to have a word with yourself after the show.
I do all the fucking talking. I am allowed to give my voice a rest.
Young man, don't get ahead of the rest of the class.
just seeing people erupt after a fucking joke I put on Facebook, as is often the case.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, or... Yeah, I've been seeing people go crazy lately.
I put the joke. I said if the kids wanted toothpaste and soap, they should have written Trump a lovely letter.
And
now everybody's fucking arguing about shit. It's a fucking joke. Relax, people. Everybody knows he can't read.
Oh, I've done that. I've walked out of a fucking barroom fight on my page.
Well, Walt started. Walt started the fight. He's like he made it all like serious. It's like. Like, oh, well, if they would have stayed in Mexico City, it's like, dude, they're fucking kids. They don't have a choice. I got dragged all over the place. That's why there was a fucking leech on me when I was a little kid. Because my parents knew I didn't want to be there, and I might run away at any fucking moment.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you're a little kid, you fucking go places. You don't hold the kids responsible for where they are. Blame the parents, but the kids are the kids.
Yeah, the kids are going to run.
Yeah.
So, now, Joe's girl says 5 Mr. Davins.
Oh, then why were you asking for me when we were waiting for Joe's girl?
Well... Because
we're trying to move the segment along.
Yeah.
Well, and counts. I didn't know. I didn't know if she was there.
That did not work at all.
So she says 5 Mr. Davins. She only says 1 choke my money and only 1 fuck you.
Mm.
Oh.
But it's a special fuck you.
Interesting.
It's a long distance dedication fuck you.
It's when I say fuck you.
So here's a letter from Green Parker to Anne. This is an email. James has been held in Abu Dhabi and United Arab Emirates now. They said the package he is carrying is containing gold. Oh, it's all capitalized.
Gold!
Gold!
And then they're hills.
It's like a Trump tweet. All of a sudden, there's like fucking bold in the middle of the... Why is that word capitalized?
I don't know. At least it's spelled correctly.
I think Trump can spell gold correctly. It's his favorite color.
Well, yes. Yes, he's written that on enough work orders. Maybe he's finally
got
it down.
You know he's got like a gold plated like phone screen, like you know, like phone case for his phone. You know that shit's like gold plated.
Oh. Yeah.
Gold. He must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the gold, lowercase, with me, but he did not. They are asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him and maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity without no legal license. Please try
without
it out.
No legal license there. Yeah, who is that gold there? You can't do that there.
Please try to help him. God bless.
Oh.
Subject. Database. Melvin Santos is a fucking scammer. This is the subject.
It's just in.
Yeah, right.
From the Ann Jackson headquarters.
Scammer Melvin Santos, you are a real scammer because I have the real record that you sent to me. Me. Who is a fucking liar? You are. Whose tail is that? Your tail.
Who's a fucking liar?
You're a liar. You are a real one because you are a real one who scammed people money. Yeah, that's the gist. You asked whom to send mails to you. Now the mass media and anti-scam sites want the truth, and you are all hiding like chicken.
One chicken.
Yeah, chicken that you bought all of.
The truth is that you did take money from the victims and asked them to send the money to David Moore in Ghana. James H. Miller and Parker Green are online all the time. They are real scammers, and you are the big one behind all of this. Ooh, a mastermind. Is this the real way from UN? You are abusing UN, or UN are all liars. So far, I can see you are a scammer as well as a terrorist.
Huh.
That's a good thing about Anne. You always get your resume padded.
Yeah. Now with extra terrorism.
So this is from UNGDAIDGS@secretary.net. Miss, then the username. What can I do for you? Period.
We're done here.
What are you, FedEx?
No, we're not done here. We are rules here.
That's what he literally said next?
Yes.
We are rules here?
We are rules here. You heard the man. How dare you dispute what the UN secretary is saying, Joe? Who are you? How dare you?
Show some respect.
Kindly stop forwarding mails to this email address. If you are contacting us, just direct mails to us. We are not. We will not respond to you if we see forwarded mails in our database. Yours sincerely,
the guy.
Yeah, Dr. Melvin.
Dr. Melvin, they're on a first name basis at least. It's like a pediatrician, you know? And well, look, it's Dr. Roy. He doesn't have a last name. Kids don't need to know.
Oh, that's what they call it, is though, Dr. Roy. Okay.
Yeah. That way it's easy to say tell the authorities where he touched you.
Dr. Roy touched me there.
Exactly.
He's supposed to, he's a doctor.
Yeah, no.
Not my type.
Not there.
Not my type, Joe. That 3-year-old's not my type, so therefore I did not touch that toddler there.
You see where Dr. Lawrence has touched me.
Dr. Lawrence?
Yeah, it's my doctor.
Oh.
Has he gone where no man's gone before?
No, there's been others.
He used a black glove one time, and I'm like, well, a black glove? He goes, it's a special occasion.
You deserve the best.
That's why I go. He's like me with a stethoscope. So.
Yeah, because I'd want you in my tender parts. All right, so this is Dr. Melvin Santos to Anne. One more abusive word from you, and we will never reply to your mail again. Are you an idiot? Period.
Well, it's a declaration. Are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot?
Why will you tell me we all are liars? Period. It is your father and your mother who is a liar.
What? Wow. Whoa.
You heard the man.
Bring your parents into this.
I know.
It's time to do the dozens.
Yeah, really.
Do you know who you are insulting? Well, at least you got the quite punctuation. It's a question mark.
Do you know you're insulting?
You're being put on notice. Assholes.
Oh, God.
Since you think it is scam, period, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself. We can arrest Brown, which they did before, and you have asked them to release him. Did you send any money to Mr. Eric? Period. If yes, period, please... Please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him, too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for his release earlier. Dr. Melvin. And this is her reply. Dr. Melvin, let people judge you if you are real or fake. People told me. You are scammers from Nigeria. You insulted me. I have no idea how to say to you. I did contact you from official site, but people say to me. You are a scammer. How can I say? You told me. I am an idiot. Please tell people you are UN secretary. People will never believe it.
Could you stop right there? Please tell people you're a UN secretary. All right, I am.
Okay,
stupid.
I will.
Okay.
Well, I am.
The queen of the fucking May, you asshole.
Please tell them that you're a UN secretary.
Please, let's get this shit straightened out in a fictional way.
They'll believe you if you say it about you.
That's hysterical. And I was just saying to myself when I was reading the passage, I'm like, all right, she's back getting a moment of clarity.
No,
that's gone.
No. Well, there was a moment. It passed.
Oh, quickly.
People will never believe it. Who is a liar? I am telling the truth, but you said I am a liar. Scammer Melvin Santos, you are hiding like chicken. Better than hiding the salami.
Different. Oh, well, I don't know. It depends.
You told me you were real. You asked me to send mails to you to this mail address. You do not reply, but the last one you sent to me is asking me. Come on, guys. Keep it up.
Sorry, I'm writing.
You didn't know there was multiple me's.
There's
all
many
right,
me's.
Relax.
There's
multiple
many me's. Not many me's. Many me's. Yeah. To pay for the fee, since the funds were moved to fucking Hong Leong Bank.
Fucking Hong. Welcome to the fucking Hong Leong Bank.
Where we plan on insulting you.
Yes, at the fucking Hong Leong Bank, we'll watch your money, even though it's fake, and charge you fees.
You never reply to me, because you are a scammer. And this is from Dr. Melvin Santos, back to her. We have not responded to your email ever since over 120 days now. Is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank.
Hong Leong Bank.
Your response is highly needed so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Yep, just give us the information and we can finish taking your money.
I'm sorry, it's fucking Hong Leong Bank.
Fucking
get
Hong
that
Leong
right.
Bank.
Fucking lies, lies, lies.
Lies, lies, lies told by the scammers. Lies, lies, lies.
I don't know that song.
That's the girl.
It was supposed to be Girls, Girls, Girls.
Oh, got it.
He could have gone, tell me lies, tell me sweet fucking lies, but he didn't.
Or the Thompson Twins. Lies, 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 yeah, they're going to get you. Lies, 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 yeah.
Suddenly I'm out of the
back. I was straight in the 80s. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't listen to that.
Sit right here, dear. I'm walking on.
Okay. Oh. Nothing.
Girl slumping. Gonna be sent down to AAA if this keeps up. We'll call Walt up.
No, no!
Well, then you better improve, Missy. I never see any funds info. Ha ha ha! Scam, scam, scam! Subject. Asking money always.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
One.
This is why they try to cheat on me! Scammer so-called James H. Miller is criminal. This fucking Melvin Santos is a real snakehead behind all of this.
Snakehead.
I did report him.
That's a great line. He's a real snakehead.
You'll never remember it.
Yeah.
I did report him to UN many times, and I forward the post from anti-scam site to UN. This man cheats on me in the very beginning. He always asks me to pay and pay. I never see any fucking money. He stole the gold bars from the Talibans, and Barker could Talibans me banana.
Talibans.
The
come
Talibans.
Mr. Talibans, tally me banana.
I know, that's what it makes
gold
it sound
like. Gold bars come and me want to go home. 6 ounce, 8 ounce, 12 ounce gold. Talibans come and me want to come home. Scammo! Scammo!
She kind of takes all the heat off him as an enemy.
Yeah, it does.
Make him endearing. You want to have a cocktail with him. Alcoholic or non-alcoholic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if all the scammers have their own little song.
I've always felt the thing the scammers were missing was choreography.
That's right.
I've often said that.
That's right.
That's true.
It's my platform. From the Taliban's of Parker Green scam.
Me!
With Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Jennifer Green. They lie and lie. I never see the funds. This man is criminal. This man cheats on my money and destroys my whole life.
I wanted to, you choke my money.
Yeah. This man is trying to kill me because he wants the money. So he chokes my money.
Ah! There's a bone right on a chart there.
Is that what you had, chokes my money?
I have, you choke my money. It's not exactly, but...
I don't know, Joe.
Hold on. You choke my money?
You choke my money
versus
and
he
said,
chokes my money.
I'm sorry, the judges...
Oh,
come
bastard
off the board.
Judges.
Nothing for you.
Fine.
You get to masturbate with a splintery dildo and go home.
Oh, the usual consolation
enjoy
prize.
Enjoy yourself, Mrs. Washington.
Well, we're out of Rice-A-Roni. James H. Miller is a real scammer. He is good at cheating on people's love. He cheated on one victim called Rita. And this is a conversation. This is just her writing. Hello, Anne. Each day, I guess this is from Rita. Hello, Anne. Each day now I live with one regret, and that regret is hurting Miller. We only had just began on our journey to know each other, but in few other words, he did speak to me. I knew one thing, and that was he had a beautiful big heart. I wanted so much for it to work for us, but I guess I went into rage because I thought he was a scammer because of the way things went. But now I do think he is a scammer. No, I do not think that. Not at all. And I know after reading his message again today, he was just hurt because I could not give him this gift.
Wait a second. Is this people talking back and forth, or is she having a psychotic break? Because I thought it was this. No, now it's not.
Just one fucking paragraph.
Sounds like she's talking to somebody.
Yeah, it does. It sounds one of the voices in her head is answering.
I think it was a conversation between she was having with Rita.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds like it was.
It sounds scary.
Well,
like
punctuation is never their strength. So.
No.
I'm saying if he was real or not, if Miller was real or not.
Here's a conversation between Ann and Miller. This is Ann. All I want is my money. That money belongs to my company. Miller goes, and this is in Ball Busting Blue. Does it count if it's from Miller?
Sure.
Okay. Ball Busting Blue, yeah.
Not that you called it, but you know, for the record.
The judges are writing it down for reference.
Yeah, I really see those pens and papers
it's
moving.
Going into that big gold book.
That's where the bars are.
Of our dumb rules when men have died on the cover.
We haven't had a men have died in a while.
No. We haven't.
Men have died. Camps have been concentrated on. That's for Pimp.
that's for me.
I was actually taking a side that you may take earlier. I said, I don't think they should use the word concentration camp. Yeah. Pip was taking the other side. I played the part of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Miller, if you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer. Ann says, and I quote, fuck you.
Yay, I've won.
Miller says, and ball-busting Miller, don't send to anybody. Ann says, advance fee fraud. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, scam, criminal. Miller goes, and ball-busting Blue, this is transfer fees for your funds. How much is the funds? And calls him criminal. Says always ask money. Fuck you.
Yay.
Money. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Miller and ball busting Blue. And says go to hell. And ball busting Blue. Miller goes, you'll never learn. And goes, animal. Go to hell. Animal. Criminal.
He did stay. He did hit the nail on the head. You'll never learn.
I know. You know what? He's right on that.
Yeah.
Always money. Miller goes, it's 2,500 euro. God's sakes, woman. Yep. We're just talking about 2,500 euros. Yes. Ann goes, you never return the money to me. Fuck you.
Oh, yay.
Go to hell.
Oh, wow.
If you bother, me.
Me.
Miller goes in ball-busting Blue, I can give you the bank contact directly. That'll work well. Ann goes, I'm going to send it out to expose the truth. Never. I will never pay. Miller goes in ball-busting Blue, you don't need your funds again?
Oh.
And goes, because you cheat on my money.
No, you choke my money.
No, I cheat on my money.
I know, but I want to choke.
But you're wrong. So,
okay.
To you. And Miller goes in ball-busting Blue, no. And goes, funds? And goes, I have funds always. Miller goes in ball-busting Blue, how much is the funds? Subject, you are fake. That's what I said to Tits. So-called scammers Melvin Santos listed as a terrorist. This is the truth, and the UN is a fucking lying org. And I got the reply from UN. UN denied you, and you are not working at UN at all. So you are a real fake.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Making
good.
A breakthrough
Thank you.
Here.
Good.
Sure, this will last.
Yeah.
Pigbusters, that's another anti-scam site, is completely right, and you cheat on four victims. You must pay for the prices. You will, and I will post the truth to the world. It means you will be traced all the time. Also, I will call FBI, doing real arrest of you. To whom it may concern, the UN is a peaceful organization whose role is to help people. Please seek the assistance of an attorney, for this is not a UN matter. Thank you in advance. Is a fucking lying org, and this is why you do not reply to me. Attach the truth on the site. I will attack back, since UN is lying big org. UN Melvin Santos is a terrorist, and he cheats on money from the victims. I never get it fucking money back. And, yeah, so she's lost it. She had it, and she lost it.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we will go briefly to March 31st, 2015. Subject, you are hiding like chicken.
Oh, darn, I wish I picked chicken.
We've never had chicken before.
No, we've never had chicken.
How about you? You are choking like chicken.
Oh, well,
and this is all coming to a head.
This has happened here. And that's where.
A scammer as well as a terrorist, Melvin Santos. You are for sure not from the UN, because I will send the UN mails moving on attack about the truth. You lied to four victims. What did you say to
me?
You were doing arrest of criminals who scammed the victims. Four victims paid for the fees. Me paid lots of money. Me paid lots of money.
Me paid lots of money? Yeah, didn't see that coming. Sorry.
You work with fake Interpol, Eric Bohr, and fake FBI, IC3, Brown Cotton, and cheat on their money. What did you say to
me?
You and the inspector sent mail to me saying that it is not a UN matter. You are a real scammer, a recovery scammer. Shame. No doubt James Miller, Parker Green, Jennifer Green, David Copper, Joe, I'm
missing. Roll call.
Yeah, a little fucking tardy. By the way, the fucking bank lawyer, Morris Mariba. cheated on Pauline's money, too. Your UBA bank in Ghana. I will do unrest report because you are not UN. You are a fucking terrorist from Malaysia. So this is from Eric Bohr to her. The UN is reading all your articles. They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred. It is just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250.
Federal International
Tax Bureau. Federal.
How could
international.
It be federal and international?
Well, it's because the feds are running it regarding international business.
Okay.
That's where I just thunk it up.
Okie dokie.
I've been assigned to move to England tomorrow noon.
I've been assigned to move to England
tomorrow.
High noon.
Bring your six shooters. You are very lucky and will make sure that the funds are transferred. James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok, tomorrow from Afghanistan. I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow noon. I thought you're leaving tomorrow noon.
Yeah, really? If I'm ready to split.
Yeah.
It's bad time for a meeting with a lawyer.
Yeah, really.
I am waiting for your confirmations of your full banking details. Sorry for the late response to your mails. Regards, Mr. Eric. Subject, you fuck up the wrong person.
Wow.
Scammer Melvin Santos. You are hiding and you do not reply because you are a real scammer. The anti-scam sites, even the mess media, told me that you do not belong to UN. You abused the UN secretary. Shame on you. I diddled him. What's that? What of it?
A little bit.
You cheat on people. This is not UN matter. As far as I know, all of the authorities will escape the truth when making mistakes. I called Interpol and they denied Eric Bohr. I called FBI and their reply is FBI do not ask money. So Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are fake. You are the big head snake.
Big head snake.
You want to escape? You should run away and you will have nowhere to go. You fuck up the wrong person. And now to Damn It All Red. Vomit the money from the victims. After you choke the money, you're going to have to vomit it up,
yeah,
Joe.
Really, I don't want the money now.
What did you do to this Lincoln over here?
Yeah, really.
President Washington seen better days. What did
really
he eat?
Yeah, really.
Shame.
That was really good cat vomiting noises, by the way.
Do it again? No, my daughter does it better. No, my daughter does it better.
Yeah, she does have it good.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would fucking attempt. You've heard the master.
I have heard that, but
she does cat vomit.
Yeah, we did it on the air.
Yeah.
See what you missed?
I really do know cat vomit sounds, though.
You might know, but you can't really act them out. It's not your strength.
No, one of my cats sounds just like that.
Well, your cat's wrong.
She vomits all wrong.
She does, stupid cat. Shame on you. This is what Eric Bohr sent to me. I will send to UN. And then this is from Eric to Anne. The UN is real. That's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. Fuck that. Okay. Subject, you must pay the prices. Scammer Melvin Santos, you must pay for the prices because I will do unrest report when UN denies you. You'll be on the terrorist list. You will know what is going on since you lied to me. I have the true evidence.
Yeah. Sure she does.
I don't doubt her. Let's see.
I do. What are you going to do
evidence
about it?
What
I know. What true evidence
what's
does
true
she
evidence?
Have?
It's in her heart. You co-work with Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James Miller, Parker D. Green, Morris Mariba.
Roll call, Morris Mariba.
Yeah, really off tonight.
No, I'm not. I had to start. You start rolling it.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
David Copper, right. David Moore, and Ghana. You also work with UBA Bank in Ghana, offered by Victim C. You asked Pauline to pay for $90,000 from Ghana to Malaysia, while fake bank lawyer Morris Mariba dealt with Pauline's case. I will expose all the truth to the world. I CC this one to Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go, too.
As a witness, because this is the truth. You are a real recovery scammer. Anti-scam site Pigbusters is right. All of you are real scammers from Ghana, Malaysia. You are the big one, a terrorist. Brown Cotton had once threatened me because he wanted to post me on the terrorist list. So I guess we can stop there. Give me a pen, Pip.
All right.
I mean, we can go a little bit more, but it's up to Joe.
I got to go to bed. And I want to stop here because I want to leave her on a moment of clarity.
That was very nice of you.
So, right, you know, when we start this segment.
Such a sweetie pie.
I know.
But let's, you know, when we introduce the segment next week, we'll say we're starting from a moment of clarity.
Let's see
where it goes from this moment of clarity.
Actually, we should probably use a stopwatch and see how long it
takes
her.
That's a great idea, how long it would take.
To move on.
To move on.
Well, look at that. You just gave yourself homework. That's nice.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, somebody's bringing a stopwatch.
Well, yeah, well, you know, it's just like.
It's not homework. You do it live.
Yeah,
there.
You do it live. You know.
Look at Joseph. I'm not doing anything. That's fucking great.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
Wait a second. Is that number four? No. Okay. So we had two Mr. Davins, which is really measly, and the lowest we said was five.
Losers!
I know. And we had no choke my money. They had all kinds of other molestation of our money, but no choking.
Hey, some money got vomited. Be happy, woman.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes. And we had three fuck yous, which was right in between. I mean, well, Joe's girl said one, and we said 10. So, what?
Bunch of losers!
Yes. Losers!
Kind of a conservative side from her.
I know. I was expecting a lot more fuck you and a lot more Mr. Davin. And really, I was hoping for some fuck you, Mr. Davin.
Well,
but
just so you know, fuck you was in my heart.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, anyway. Tower of Energy. What the fuck? Yeah, there it is. I was looking at the wrong thing. Like, where is that?
Where's the Tower of Energy?
Where is the Tower of Energy? Tower of Energy is Energy Solutions Consulting Company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's. Then Davin will be introducing new dates coming up soon. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. But call them or visit their website at portobellonj.com. That's portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
That's you?
No.
Side Splitting Productions?
No. We have KGI and I do side splitting at the end.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll do Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy, fun paint and sip night. Who's in?
That's not for the sober curious, I take it.
No, it's not. Well, you can go and paint, and you don't have to drink.
The thing is, when I paint, it looks like I was drinking.
Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the king of the grill or the garage for the man of the house. You can order a sign online or for them to make, or for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Barnyard Lane Sign Company has a July 3rd workshop, Bomb Pop Specialty. Drink for each guest. Mention Davin's Den for 10% off. Follow us on social media.
You should go, you lugs. Go, I tell you. And mention us.
Mention us. Follow us on social media with hashtag Firecracker Workshop.
Maybe Pip and I will take a drive out.
It would be really fun.
We should show up at one.
Yeah. We should do this.
See
the website for additional dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com. www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
Kim is going to be in with us in a couple of weeks from KGI, and she just wanted to say hi to all the listeners of Davin's Den. We are excited to begin our adventure with Davin, Joe, Pip, and the Davin's Den family as a sponsor.
The cool thing about adventure with us is it's like a choose-your-own-ending.
Yeah. Frightening for the girl.
Yeah, right.
Meep, 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 meep.
Yipe, yipe, yipe.
We really can't wait to get on the show, which will be in several weeks, and say hello. See, we all need to engage with our audience, especially your business. And we start all new relationships like this one and all others in life in business by simply saying hello. Our company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Our currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise, and that is very important in business. What's your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Our 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing plan come together. Give us a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find us on the web at www.kgidsingroup.com. That's KGIDSSING group.com.
The what?
Follow us.
Nothing's planned.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Pinterest, and the hashtags / say hello and / Davinsden to receive special surprise. So again, nice to meet the amazing crew, and hello. Also, summer's here. Vacation, short weeks, days off, but your business still needs to thrive. Oh, where are you supposed to get that PowerPoint presentation developed? The trade show booth designed? The sales brochure completed? These things have to be get done. Relax. KGI Design Group is here to keep you cool. We can handle your design and marketing needs and keep you in front of your clients with email marketing strategies, social media campaigns, and a strategy to make all your branding cohesive. Visit us again at KGIDESING Sign Group. Mention Davinsden for a free 1 hour marketing consultation.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comic, you want to call us. Side Splitting Productions. Go to davincomedy.com. Email me at davin@sidesplittingproductions.com or davin@davincomedy.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Never too soon to plan your Christmas party or whatever else you got going on. We will hook you up.
Oh, I'm sorry. HudsonRiverRadio.com is the place to be. From Monday to Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m., listen to the Richter Observatory. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
He better be playing some Aerosmith.
He does sometimes.
Because we're going to see Aerosmith in Vegas this week.
Soon. Yeah.
Okay. So he better be playing. Like the last song he plays before he gets on that plane should be Aerosmith.
I'll point it out to him.
I would hope so. If he doesn't, he's going to have to walk this way.
Uh-oh. I know that he's going to get spanked.
We can't play Train Kept a Rolling.
We'll have to get a grip.
Very nice.
Nice.
Thank you. I will be at Governor's Comedy Club on Friday. Friday, the 28th. This coming Friday. I'll be hanging out and going up to do a guest spot at the Comics of the Compound show.
Guest spot?
Yeah.
I feel you deserve better.
Well, I'm not on the advertising, but I'm in the show.
I feel you should be.
I'll be in. Believe me, I've nagged him enough.
Great. That's so, how Joe gets all his bookings.
Yeah.
Nagging like a woman.
It is. So, yeah, but it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be all the comics of the Compound Media. And then there's going to be...
Well, there's one in the comic that probably won't be on it now.
Yes. I don't think he's... I don't think so.
That just happened across my timeline.
No, he won't be. He won't be there either. But I will be there. It's going to be a fun
You can
night.
Have his spot. You should get his time.
Maybe.
They could superimpose your little face on his little outfit.
We'll see what happens.
Do you need me to handle this for you?
No. But it's going to be fun. Since doors open at 6... actually, doors open at 5, show starts at 7, and then Ant's going to have a podcast running with all questions and answers, and then we're going to go drink and swim. So it'll be a fun night.
You taking the audience with you to drink and swim?
Oh, whoever wants to come. Fucking, I'm going to the pool.
You'll be by yourself. All right. That has been a fine show.
Yes.
It was a fine deal.
Did we get that little tech issue? Because I don't know what the hell that was.
Yo, that was something happening on the whatever, on Joe's Girls end, but it wasn't us. Thank you, because you're refreshed, and she's like, "Oh, there you are."
Yay!
She's had issues before.
Well, I everybody has taken their turns having issues.
Yes, that's true.
So you just the answer is always refresh.
Yes, refresh is the control alt delete of the chat room situation.
It is.
Although, last week she was on point when there was issues with my microphone.
Yeah, no, it's helpful. Let us know anyway.
Which I did not realize for a long time.
Oh, gee. Well,
that
you know,
kind of sucked. No, what happened? I think.
You couldn't hear.
I think your foot was on one of my cords, so like the mic. So I have all the cords over there now.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Pimp Helix was trying to text me, but I'm like, I'm kind of doing stuff, you know.
Busy!
I don't look at my phone during the show. He knows this.
Unlike the rest of us. But you're a good girl. So yeah, are you looking forward to Aerosmith?
Yeah, I am.
And we're going to some horror museum?
Yeah.
Well, how much do I owe you?
I haven't. I have to see if there's a... I have to... get the tickets right now.
When's
it? Because I forgot to do it.
Oh, you didn't get the tickets?
No.
Oh, shame. Tim.
Lucy, yeah, where are the tickets?
The tickets are, they're in this little box that rings at me.
Then I don't know you squat right now.
Not
you
yet.
Got nothing!
Not yet! But no, it's a haunted museum, like a museum full of haunted stuff, and
that's
it should be really
the
cool.
Gist.
Yeah. Well, my brother kept saying, it's a haunt, you're going to a haunted house. I'm like, no, it's a museum full of haunted items, so I'm very excited about that.
So what's this, like a mirror that like once had a ghost in it?
I don't know. We'll find out when we get there.
Fuck.
You know, like
museum's expensive.
You know, like It's like $44
each. $44?
Yeah.
I better have Satan chasing me down the fucking hallway.
How did we know you were married to her?
Cost me a lot more than $44, my friend.
You'd fucking be happy for $44.
That was per day.
Yeah, a lot more than that. A lot more.
Well, the Aerosmith also has a museum, a pop-up museum, where you can see like old, like stuff that nobody's seen, like artifacts from their collection.
Oh, really?
Also $44, but you can't take any pictures or videos in there.
Really?
I think that's a little bit of bullshit right there, right?
And there's a sign down the hall that says, walk this way. So
see, now you're using
huddle
it.
Huddler,
huddler.
I'm glad to be off the bench. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for being
one. Mickey Callaway, folks.
Yeah, funny.
I think that's a little much, too, don't you?
No.
So you think the Aerosmith Museum is more of a deal than the other one?
Yeah.
Why? Because I was thinking, because nobody wants to go, so I figured if anybody goes, I'll just go by myself.
Because I'm being biased because I'm a fan of Aerosmith. I'm not.
You're not a
fan
of spooks?
No.
Careful! Careful! Oh, my God.
That's why you can't tune out early.
That's why you can't run for office.
Oh, but go on.
But no, I'm not a haunted house fan as much as I'm an Aerosmith fan. So paying $45 to go to see the Aerosmith Museum, it to me is a better bargain than going to
Yeah, but I feel like that's pricey, and the fact that you can't take pictures. Like, we went to see the car museum, which was nowhere near that.
Right.
But you could take all the pictures you want, which you did.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that part of the joy, taking pictures, showing to your friends and shit?
I think if people
part
take,
of it.
Because I could also say, well, you know, you take pictures of the Aerosmith stuff, what's the incentive to go? But I've seen pictures in auto magazines of that museum.
You want to experience it for yourself.
And you saw how adamant I was that I really wanted to go see it. So, you know, yeah. But I think it's how much you're a fan of whatever that is.
So you think I should go?
To the Aerosmith Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I might have to find time for that.
I do.
Because they give you like a half-hour guided tour. I think, and then you can like wander.
You're a major fan. Why wouldn't you go? You know what? You're gonna come home and you're gonna kick yourself in the ass. I should have went. Why didn't I go? It was only $44. I should have laid out the money. When am I gonna be back in Vegas? When are they gonna do a residency again?
But I'm really pissed that I can't take pictures.
So you don't take pictures?
But my memory sucks. Yeah. What's cool is they actually took some.
So you want to know something? You don't go at all. You have no memories at all.
Right, which is what I have now. And I have $44.
You're going to kick yourself. I'm telling you right now.
So you would go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When are you going to have a chance to go again? That's why. And once again, I bring back the Studebaker Museum. When would I and you go, why, you know, you could, why wouldn't you go on your own? Because when am I going to be in South Bend, Indiana? I'm on a road. I'm in town. I'm here. I'm not going to get
in
my car.
Well, if you would just join the Mayor Pete campaign more than you think.
I'm not going to get in the car and drive from Long Island all the way to South Bend, Indiana to see the museum. If I'm working down the road, I want to go.
All right.
It was literally a chance in a lifetime.
So maybe I go by myself since nobody else will go with me.
Yeah.
I'm fucking getting dragged along to a spook museum.
Yeah. You don't have to go to that.
I said I'd go. Everybody's doing it. And it's a day we're homeless. We're leaving that day anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a better time getting to the airport than we did.
Well, yeah, we're in Vegas. We're like a mile from the airport. We're not hustling from a gig.
We got lost. I can't find a place. Follow the fucking planes. That's where they're going.
Only it was that easy. They didn't have a thing like buildings in the way of them, though.
That was amazing, man. When we were leaving Laughlin, we're because I have the distance in the car. We're literally over 100 miles away from Vegas.
Oh my
God! We're in the middle of the desert. It's pitch black at night, and you could see the lights of Vegas way in the distance. That's how bright, you know, because it was so dark.
No,
we were coming back from further than that. We were coming back from Pine Top, Arizona.
Arizona, okay, yeah, but still,
yeah, just enough time for you to get a speeding ticket.
I didn't really have speed cameras.
We learned when that flash went off.
What was that? I don't know what that was. Well, that was a speed camera. We don't have these in New York. I don't know.
Now you know.
I got $155 red light ticket.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh God! Ouch.
In the city?
No, on the island.
You gonna fight it?
My truck. It's a red light. What am I gonna do?
Sometimes if you show up.
Do they have that mean look on your face on the camera?
Not that. No, this is
his finger was up his nose.
Look,
could have been worse.
I like to finagle. I like to debate. I like to connive. But, you know, on those red light things, man. You know,
they have you dead to rights.
There's one thing I saw that if the mailing address is out of state to send the check or make the payment, you know, if that you could dispute it because it's not the entity in the state.
Oh.
Are you paying? That I saw it on the internet. So I don't know if it's bullshit or
not. No, it's true. It's true. Well, good luck with that, Joe.
Yeah, ouch.
And on that happy note.
Yeah.
By the time we come back, we'll have recovered from 3 straight days of plus 100 heat.
Yeah, not looking forward to being
in Hades.
It's
a dry heat,
Joe. So what's the deal? When are you guys leaving?
Friday.
Oh, really?
Coming back Monday.
Oh, okay.
Because we wouldn't want to leave you without us.
Yes.
So
we wouldn't want to deprive you of the gift of our company.
Yes. So I'm sure. It's not funny. Why are you laughing? So I'm sure we'll have some interesting stories.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, tales of eating a $3 steak. Hopefully finding a good buffet.
Yeah, that would be
fun.
Are
we bringing nice clothes? Do I have to bring nice clothes?
How? What the hell do we have to dress up for?
Sometimes you go, we want to eat like a human being and not the fucking trough.
No.
Bring a pair of doctors or something like that in a nice shirt. Just put it in there.
Well, if they're not going to, what's the point of me doing
it? Yeah, no, we're going to look like slobs. Yeah, we're going to eat a troughs or us.
Troughs or us.
What do you have that's plentiful and cheap?
Yeah, pretty much.
You going to gamble?
Not really.
I just had a thought.
Oh, what? What'd that feel like for the first time? No, genuine laugh.
What'd that feel like?
Men have died.
People have chuckled. What was your thought?
I'm going to Mohegan Sun Thursday for the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction. And you mentioned buffet. They have a really good buffet there. So they're gonna check
we can
out.
Compare notes. Yeah. That'll be scintillating.
Oh, remind me, I have to pick up quarters for my father.
Quarters?
He likes to collect the state's quarters, and there's two different mints, the East Coast and the West Coast.
Oh.
So whenever I go out there.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. I don't. He must not know I'm going to Vegas because he didn't ask this time. Oh. Which means next time I talk to my mother, why didn't you tell me you were going? Because I don't fucking check in.
Why does she want to know?
They always want to know where you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know.
I forget what it's like to have parents.
Oh, then you missed this phone call. Quickly, yeah. And then we'll get off the air. I was going to talk about the top of the show, but Joe's here for it, so I'll talk about it. So I get a call the other day. I was watching one of these news magazines, which is always fucking bad news for me.
Yes.
You should be... Cats are dying by sticking their heads in snack bags. So you should cut the ends off a snack bag. Like, but they're suffocating. I'm like, but they don't... But our cats aren't sticking their head in there. But they could. But the bags are in the garbage. But they don't go in the garbage.
But they could.
It's like, but I'm like, but I've had cats almost my whole life. I've never lost one to a bag of potato chips.
But they can't resist Doritos. So
nobody can resist. And Pringles,
can.
You can
nobody
only
can.
Pringles, you can only have one. But they're in a can, so it's safe.
Yeah, they're safe.
This is what I deal with. These are the type of phone calls I get. And then people want, well, why are you pissed off at your mom? Because she's watching TV, and I'm feeling these type of phone calls.
Oh, let me tell you something. When my mom, God rest her soul, when she wanted to put you in the barrel, I remember I was at my ex-girlfriend's house one time, and she could not stand her. And then she calls, I'm over there, and she goes, Joe, it's your mom. I'm like, yeah, Mom, what's up? One of your friends is dead. And I'm like, oh, my God, who? Oh, I can't remember every goddamn thing. I don't know. One of them, I'm like.
Well, you know why?
Oh, my God.
He stuck his head in a snack bag.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Was it a multiple choice? What the hell?
Yeah, just running through the list of friends.
Is it this one?
Most likely.
Is it that one?
It was an acquaintance. It really wasn't a friend. But this is before.
That's very jarring.
This is before cell phones and stuff like that, where you get an aunt on the phone, Joe, hey, man, who died?
Yeah.
Not you. I'm talking to you, so you're good.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, start calling them and see if they answer, you know.
Right.
You expect me to ever remember their name? Thanks. This is great news.
She did that just to piss me off.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
Won.
Yeah.
No, but my mom doesn't do it to piss me off. She does it to be helpful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it's not.
No.
Because once I hear I was watching on TV, I tune out.
Yeah. My mom used to call me with stuff that she heard, from somebody else at the day program,
mm-hmm.
or at watching television. And I'm like, you know, these are great things to call me about. But you call me at work sometimes with them.
Well, I mean, I'm here. I'm working. Well,
yeah, I know.
I'm busy. Busy doing what? Work, like, what I always do.
It's funny. I love my aunt to death, and she was the Harry Connick show that got canceled. With a very good show.
Yeah.
And she goes, you always have comics. You should try to get on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll
see. Why didn't you think of that?
And she, yeah, but like I talked to her a couple of times. She's kind of mad that I wasn't trying. It's a little hard, you know.
It's like, are you my agent?
Yeah,
like, why are you mad at me?
Because they canceled it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's not there anymore.
All right. Well, see, that we had the post plug humor.
There you go.
Post plug humor.
Post plug humor. It's That's a new segment.
Yes.
When Joe can't get out when we want him to. All right. All right. Thank you all for listening live. Thank you guys for all listening on
Have
the podcast.
Have a safe trip this week. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Enjoy the museum.
It's going to rock. Should be good. I've already gone online. I've seen that you can get T-shirts from the residency for like the $25 range. So I will know if I have to haggle on the streets or what the deal will be.
Nice.
Yeah. Gonna spend a lot of money I don't have.
I'll bring you back some of those postcards from the whores.
She's listening. You can't do that. He's going to have to fucking answer for that. What did she mean by that? Did she bring back the postcards from the whores? Let me see your little man purse.
She already clicked out of the chat
room. I know
room.
Where you keep your stash in the beach house.
She clicked out of the chat room. We're safe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God then. Because I mean, the last
what
thing
do you
Joe,
think? I'm stupid? Yeah.
My mom actually did it. She went out to Vegas and she comes back and she had all the magazines. Here you go, Joseph. I go, you're trying to tell me something?
I saw what you bought. I saw the lotion.
Yeah.
Here you go, Joseph. These are for your bank.
Fleet Bank? No, it's Spank Bank.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.